You're listening to the Secrets of Healthcare Marketing Podcast. How will Trump's presidency affect the Affordable Care Act in your practice? Should you create a concierge practice and stop taking insurance? What are the best, brightest, and most successful healthcare professionals doing to stay competitive in their practices? What can you do to provide top-notch healthcare without having to see one patient every 4 minutes just to stay afloat? You need to discover how to have a thriving practice, regardless of changes in the law, insurance, medical billing codes, and other obstacles that get in your way. And now, here's your host, Richard Jacobs.
Hello, this is Richard Jacob with the Secrets of Healthcare Marketing Podcast and Concierge Healthcare Marketing. Today, I want to talk about attracting fee-based patients, cash patients. These are different creatures than insurance-based patients. First of all, because they have discretion. They are paying cash. They're paying the fee. It's their money. And so they're going to look and they're going to research different doctors and not just call and see whoever will accept them first for an appointment. They're going to want to know your credentials. They're going to want to know what makes you different from other doctors that do the same thing you do. And it's a completely different animal. And they should not be treated at all like insurance-based patients. This extends to when a person calls and speaks to staff members. So the typical scenario, which happens for just about every doctor, is they call. A lot of practices just go straight to voicemail. They say, "You've reached Dr. Smith. Press 1 for this. Press 2 for that. If this is an emergency, hang up and dial 911, blah, blah, blah." So first mistake is they leave to the very end of the queue. If you're a new patient or you want to do a new patient booking, press 9. Well, if you're trying to attract patients, cash patients, you don't want that as option number 9. You want it as option number 1 before anything. Then the doctors that call, then the insurance that calls, all that stuff, that can come later. You know, different story. Even better, have a separate phone number just for new patients to call in on and actually have it answered live, which would make a radical difference in the number of cases that you get, even if you did nothing else. So, first piece of advice is that. Second piece, when the phone is answered by a live human being, and hopefully it is, and you know, when they press number 9 or number 3, they don't just go to another voice recording that says leave a message, because most people don't want to do that, especially if they're fee-based. They'll just call the next person. They're impatient. Their particular problem is urgent in their mind. They want it handled now. They don't want to wait. They don't want to leave a voicemail and just hope you'll call them back within 24 hours, that kind of thing. You would do far better to have someone answer your phones live. It doesn't have to be you, I understand. But staff really should answer those phones live. At least if you're going to have a voicemail in front, then have it go to a live person instead of a voicemail. All right, so once the person answers, how do they handle the call? Do they just ask, "Oh, do you have insurance? You know, what's your issue? Blah, blah, blah. Here's when Dr. So-and-so is available." Well, that's okay, but it gives the person no extra information about you. It doesn't differentiate you. It doesn't tell you if you're good or bad or ugly, how many of these procedures you've done, any of that stuff. Yes, I know it depends on the patient. Yes, I know every patient's situation is different. That's not the point. The point is, when someone is paying cash and it's their money, and there could be thousands of dollars on the line or even hundreds for that initial consultation, you've got to stand out if you want to win more consultations. You've got to do it. So ways to do it are the person that answers your phone and books the appointments first gives the person some confirmation, you know, confirmation on, okay, let's say they're calling about a thyroid problem. Well, I got good news. Dr. Smith has done well over 700 thyroid removals. Or let's say they're calling about, you know, plastic surgery. I've got good news. Dr. Smith is board certified in breast reduction, and he's done many, many hundreds of these types of cases. He's done this many, many times. He's very skilled. He's also great to talk to. I think you're going to have a great time in your consultation with him. Very simple. Nothing wrong with saying that. And it just paves the way to make the rest of the interaction so much better. And it tells that person there's a real human being that they're going to be talking to, not this person that they're going to see for the first time when they walk in the room, boom, like that. You don't want that. And if you want to win more cash patients and get better quality ones and not be price shopped and all that, this is the way to do it. And it's so simple. It doesn't cost much marketing money or any. It just requires a slight change in script, showing empathy, and matching the problem that the patient has to what you do and what you're skilled at. Very, very important to do that. And this will help you win more patients and better patients. And again, treating them completely different from insurance-based patients who, you know, the insurance pays you and, you know, the person at best pays you a copay. This is a completely different animal. And, you know, depending on the profession, the initial consult could be $200, $300, $500. And then the fees from there typically will run into the thousands, the low thousands or the tens of thousands, depending on what it is. So incredibly important that you do this. And this alone can boost your practice by 10%, 20%, sometimes even more before you do the first stitch of marketing. So I highly encourage you to implement it in your practice. If you want help and need help in growing your practice, attracting more cash patients, improving your fee-based case acceptance, those kinds of things, transitioning from purely insurance-based to fee-based if you're not there yet, give us a call. Visit the website conciergehealthcare.marketing. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Healthcare Marketing podcast with Richard Jacobs. If you've decided it's time to take your practice to the next level to gain more patients, better patients, or provide extensive better healthcare to the patients you already have, and you're thinking about going to concierge cash practice route, or if you just want to improve your marketing, contact us at conciergehealthcare.marketing.